This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Supreme Court failed to conduct hearing of any case yesterday. Lawyers continue protest demanding Chief Justice Cholendra Samsair Rana's resignation. Main opposition party CPN UML electing representatives for 10th General Convention today. Government to administer Pfizer vaccine to chronic patients between 12 to 17 years from tomorrow, and the COP26 summit to continue today as well for concluding the negotiations on a deal to avert the worst impacts of climate change. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court could not conduct any hearings yesterday due to the refusal of the justices to sit on the benches and protests staged by Nepal Bar Association. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsair Rana had assigned 8 benches for 223 cases. However, the justices and lawyers didn't participate in any of the discussions. The Supreme Court judges have been boycotting the hearing since October 24th, calling for Chief Justice Jabara's resignations. Likewise, Nepal Bar Association restricted Chief Justice Rana from entering into the court through main gate. Chief Justice Rana, however, used another gate to enter the court yesterday. Nepal Bar Association has been staging protests demanding resignation of the Chief Justice after allegations that he showed a share in the expansion of the Council of Ministers that raised a question on the dignity of the judiciary. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deuba and Minister for Law Dilendra Prasad Badu had held discussion yesterday regarding the disputes seen in the judiciary. The CPN UML has unveiled the logo and the slogan for its 10th General Convention. The CPN UML General Convention is taking place in Chitwan from today till 28th of November. Party General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel unveiled the logo and the slogan amidst a news conference organized at the party office in Lalitpur yesterday. The party is holding its general convention and selecting representatives for the convention from across the country. Meanwhile, CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said that the upcoming 10th General Convention would establish CPN UML as a political force capable of realizing national aspirations. In a video message delivered on Friday, he expressed his confidence that the General Convention would bring the party building and expansion and unity process to a new height. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Center, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has said that the people's war launched by his party was not done in any whim. Welcoming the leaders and cadres of Netra Bikram Chand, the Biplab-led party in the CPN Maoist Center yesterday, Chairman Dahal said revolution does not happen just because of anyone's wish. The Ministry of Health and Population has said Pfizer vaccination against COVID-19 is 95% effective and urged the people to feel safe and confident for the vaccination. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Podel said it during an awareness campaign on Pfizer vaccination. The awareness campaign was organized by Department of Health Service. The first phase of Pfizer vaccination drive is beginning from November 14. After the week-long drive, the second phase would begin from December 12. Initially, the vaccines would be administered to the people above 12 years suffering from chronic disease. Various 24 hospitals from across the country would administer the vaccines, said Director General at the Department, Dr. Dipen Raman Singh. He further said the government was procuring 6 million doses of Pfizer to vaccinate the children above 12 years. On the Cajun Chief of Child Health and Immunization Section, Sagar Dahal said Pfizer was different vaccine from others. It has been used in 132 countries, including Nepal. It is safe and effective, he added. He assured that although the vaccinated ones may witness the problems of nausea, fever, headache, joint pain, it would fizzle out in 2 to 3 days with the intake of Cetamol. A high-level panel was assigned to examine the persisting disputes in the BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan submitted its report to Prime Minister and Chancellor over the health sciences, Sher Bahadur Deoba. The committee chaired by Health Minister and BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences Pro-Chancellor Birod Khatiwara submitted a report to the Prime Minister at his official residence in Balwatar yesterday. Talking to media following the submission of the report, Minister Khatiwara said he was hopeful that the Health Sciences Senate taking place soon would implement the suggestions and find a solution to the existing problems. The student unions picketed at the office of the Nepal Oil Corporation yesterday in protest against hike in the price of petroleum products. The unions picketed at the central office of the corporation at Teku, stating that the price hike of LP gas and petroleum products had affected public and students economically. The student unions close to CPN Maoist Center, CPN Unified Socialist, also demanded the resignation of the staffers at the corporation involved in hike in the price of petroleum products. A total of 397 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests of 11,066 samples. Likewise, 389 people recovered in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, 3 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,469 in Nepal. Nepali Congress leaders have stressed the need to systematically resolve remaining disputes related to active membership of the party in a prompt manner. A meeting of the Central Office Bearers and members of the senior leader Ramchandra Powder-led group of the Nepali Congress yesterday shed light on the dispute resolution while reviewing the preparation of the party's upcoming 14th General Convention. Newly appointed chief of the Karnali province, Tilak Pariyar, yesterday assumed the office. The new province chief was welcomed by Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Jivan Bahadur Shahi, Speaker Raz Bahadur Shahi, Chief Secretary Raz Kumar Sharma and Security Agency Chief. On the occasion, Province Chief Pariyar pledged to deliver service with commitment adhering to the roles and responsibilities bestowed by the Constitution. Finance Minister Jonathan Sharma has held discussion with chief executive officers of 27 Group A commercial banks on the problems facing the banks, including a liquidity crunch and financial institutions and the solution needed. The liquidity problem has briefly led to conflict among banks on the interest rate in the country, wherein banks raised interest rates on deposits in a bid to make their lendable funds strong, stating that loans banks and financial institutions have released in the market did not have much impact. Finance Minister Sharma urged them to invest in the areas that yield impactful results. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The COP26 summit has passed its scheduled finishing time as negotiations on a deal to avoid the worst impacts of climate change continue into Saturday. Sticking points include subsidies for coal and other fossil fuels and financial help to poorer nations. On Friday, envoys from small island nations threatened by rising sea levels said the land was fast disappearing. The conference president, Alok Sharma, urged an injection of can-do spirit. Scientists say that limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial levels will protect us from the most dangerous impacts of climate change. It is a key part of the Paris Agreement that most countries signed up to. A Myanmar military coup sentenced U.S. journalist Danny Fenster to 11 years in jail. Fenster was found guilty of breaching immigration law, unlawful association and encouraging dissent against the military. He was earlier this week slapped with two additional charges of sedition and terrorism, which carry a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. His trial on the new charges will begin on 16th of November. 37-year-old Fenster was a managing editor of online site Frontier Man. Myanmar was detained at Yangon International Airport in May. He is one of dozens of local journalists that have been detained since a military coup in February. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Province 2, along with in the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 23 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 8.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Supreme Court failed to conduct hearing of any case yesterday. Lawyers continued protest demanding Chief Justice Julian Samsara Rana's resignation. Main opposition party CPNUML electing representatives for 10th General Convention today. Government to administer Pfizer vaccine to chronic patients between 12 to 17 years from tomorrow. And COP26 summit to continue today as well for concluding the negotiations on a deal to avoid the worst impacts of climate change. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us on our online www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.